going to talk about the difference between the visual process of pattern analysis and the mechanical or mathematical process of technical indicators. Pattern analysis mostly takes place in the top pane. The top pane is the price bar pane, where you find your price bars or your price candles or your wavy lines that indicate closing price for a particular day. This is where the price pattern develops. You use lower panes for things like volume, other indicators like relative strength or stochastics, or accumulation distribution indicators, on balance volume, all the supplementary information that you provide in order to support your analysis of the top pane. This point of view of where the top pane is king or queen, shall we say, and the bottom panes are there only to do the bidding of the king or queen, is less than accepted in core technical analysis. Technical analysis over the past 15 or 20 years has been dominated for the most part by mathematicians and systems experts. If you go out and buy a copy of TASC, Technical Analysis of Stocks and Commodities, or you buy some or view some technical charting software, Omega software, Equus software, you'll see that these the newer versions come with experts telling you how to use these programs. Invariably, the experts using these programs, and the ones you find in the local magazines and on the net, will try to present more complicated and more complex mathematical subfunctions in order to find buy and sell signals. They come up with a complex set of mathematics. They go and run this complex set of mathematics. They back test it through many bars of information, sometimes hundreds or thousands of bars. In fact, there's a guy that I read about in Stock Market Wizards. In order to do his gold chart analysis, he went back and did back testing to something like the 1840s in order to find out what worked today. This process, again, has been, the technical analysis art has been dominated by mathematicians. But you go back further than 20 years, you find that the approach to technical analysis was much more visually based. The classic on the subject, Technical Analysis of Stock Market Trends, written by Edwards and McGee in the 1940s, has very little in the way of mathematics and very much in the way of patterns. Pattern analysis is a more esoteric form of technical analysis, and perhaps that's why the current technicians are trying to rely on the mathematics. They're trying to get rid of the voodoo notation that often goes with the study of technical analysis. Well, let us tell you something. Voodoo is good. Voodoo will make you a better trader. You have to admit that the whole trading practice is a little bit of voodoo all by itself. And if you could get your mojo working, then your voodoo will work as well. Patterns are important because patterns represent the crowd. Emotions carry the market. The emotional patterns of buying and selling behavior go and etch their way through price bar after price bar, through candle after candle. And the amazing thing they do is create, during this process, repeating patterns of buying and selling that that form into familiar patterns. There's really no logical reason why this should happen. Why does a crowd first create a trend and then go into some sort of triangle pattern over and over again? What does the triangle mean? What does it represent? Why do you see a triangle over and over again? It really shouldn't happen in the world of chaos and in the world of random walk. Well, the truth is that underneath our very logical consciousness, there's a structure to our emotional buying and selling. Emotions themselves have a complex, almost mathematical structure that works its way into the stock chart. Now, you could use the concept of Fibonacci again. Fibonacci is nothing more than proportion in nature. Fibonacci works its way through things like seashells, works its way through things like flowers and flower petals, and Fibonacci is beauty in nature. Proportions in beauty, if you go to the great the great art houses, the great museums, the great artists use Fibonacci subconsciously. We look at stock charts and we use Fibonacci subconsciously as well, just like the artists did when they drew their great masterworks. Fibonacci and the concept of retracement, when it comes to patterns, comes in terms of proportion in time, proportion in space, and proportion in place. When you look at a stock chart, it goes up so much, the eye almost understands how far it should come down before it stops falling. There's something instinctual and unconscious about that process, because the eye, the visual process, understands things that the conscious and logical mind cannot understand. This is a left brain, right brain process. But if our pursuit of successful stock market trading just began and ended with our eye and we didn't really have to do much else, well, it might be a different world. The truth is our eye deceives us as well as helps us see the truth. The purpose of math-based indicators is to try to filter out our own bias in order to make appropriate buying and selling decisions. Now, one concept that comes up over and over again during our presentations is the multi-time frame analysis. If you take a look at the first chart we've presented, it's a display in two time dimensions of Cisco. And it's a pure pattern analysis that will lead you to the conclusion that you should buy Cisco. On the intraday chart is an ascending triangle. And on the daily chart is an ascending triangle. And in terms of pure time, the time was just perfect. It was a Friday afternoon, and for some reason, things have to get resolved on Fridays in the stock market. I'm not sure that we all understand why, but there has to be a sense of completion. Now, there's not a single math-based indicator here. There's nothing in the lower pane. There is no lower pane. There's no information on volume. You don't know how the stochastics look. You don't know how the RSI looks. You know nothing about the accumulation or distribution, but you take a look at that in three dimensions, and you know that the stock's going to go up. And not only that, using the five-minute bar, if you take a look very, very, very closely within that five-minute bar at the last five or six candles, you'll see yet a third ascending triangle. And that would have given you a point to buy your stock within 3 to 5 minutes. Now, this is just amazing in using a pattern. These are convergence. These are points of convergence. Patterns have to be run through filters. They have to be run through noise filters. We can't always trust our own eyes. Sometimes we have to. Part of being a trader is instinct. But we do need to run things back through a process of analysis to try to filter out. If you take a look at the second chart, which is on Sun Microsystems, you'll see that 14-day RSI. Now, that 14-day RSI is a relative strength indicator. And you may notice that the peaks on that RSI started to drop long before Sun Micro started to roll over. Now, our eyes show Sun Micro going up, but the RSI shows Sun Micro going down. One of the great uses of RSI is to keep us honest, to keep us out of trouble, to make sure that what we are seeing is supported by everything else that exists, all the other forms of information. And a very important concept is, if you're a less experienced trader, rely on noise filters, rely on the lower pane a lot more. If you're a more experienced trader, you know what? Your eyes are going to see that Sun Micro is weakening, and you're going to see that in the pattern, and you probably won't even need RSI to confirm that for you. Now, why can the eye see? Well, you know, the momentum's slowing down. The 14-day RSI is picking that up, and experienced eyes can do that, and perhaps less experienced eyes cannot. On the final chart, which is a chart of America Online, it raises the concept of convergence-divergence. When an indicator supports what you see in a pattern, that's convergence. When an indicator is the opposite of what you see in a pattern, that's divergence. And the concept of divergence and convergence extends very far beyond patterns versus indicators. It's going to extend into your whole process of trading and how you look at the entire trading game.